8:38 at News Radio 106.7, replacing Obamacare, accusations of presidential wiretapping, and cabinet confirmations.
There's a lot to talk about, so we are pleased now to bring in Georgia U.S. Senator David Perdue.
Senator Perdue, welcome, first of all. Thanks for joining us. President Trump working to get his first 100 days agenda in place. Now, you had an opportunity to chat with the president recently. What can you tell us about your meeting?
Well, we've had several meetings, and it's very encouraging that this White House is moving at a business pace, not a government pace. He has a clear sense of priorities, and that's what, you know, business leaders do. He's breaking through some of the bureaucracy. And, you know, we've got a guy there that knows how to break eggs in a turnaround, and that's what this is. I'm very encouraged that the bond market and the stock markets are actually pricing in anticipated growth right now. Consumer confidence is beginning to move up a little bit. Companies are talking about investing again. I think we have the early makings of a renewed spirit of enthusiasm because he's talking about the things that will help this economy grow, pull back on regulation, change the tax code, and develop a level playing field with the rest of the world. I'm very encouraged.
Well, speaking of breaking some eggs, I like the way you put that, by the way. What do you think about the House Obamacare replacement bill as it is right now?
Well, it will have a lot of change before we get to a final version. We always do, but here's what's encouraging. We're not cramming it down anybody's throat like the other party did in 2009 and 10 with their supermajority, where they did not need any minority votes. They did not get one Republican vote in 2009 for Obamacare. I don't know whether we'll get any Democratic votes for this or not, but we're reaching out to industry. We're reaching out to patient groups. We're reaching out to doctor groups and looking for input, and we've been getting it. So I know people are impatient, but Obamacare is going to collapse under its own weight. We have to do something. We are not trying to get to perfect, by the way. We'd be here 5 years from now debating that. But we've got to get something that provides access for everybody to reasonable priced health care and get at the cost of health care. If we do nothing, here's what happens in Georgia. 96 counties of 159 counties only have one insurance carrier. It's a crisis waiting to happen because those insurance carriers, or that one insurance carrier, is probably losing money in those 96 counties. That's why the other carriers aren't there, and that's not free enterprise. And if they leave, we have no way to provide health care insurance for those people in 96 counties. Millions of people in Georgia could lose their health care insurance. That's why we're moving so quickly.
We're talking live with Georgia Senator David Perdue. Another question on Obamacare. We're hearing from a lot of people that say, you know, we've kind of done the math, and the tax credits that are being proposed in the GOP plan wouldn't be the same as the subsidies, that would leave them still holding a part of the bill. So what do you think about that, the whole idea of tax credits and whether they meet the help that subsidies offered?
Well, there are a lot of people talking about different math formulas, and that's one of the frustrations I have as a business guy up there is the way that the scoring is done and so forth. I'll tell you what's at stake in Georgia, though. You know, Georgia is a state that rightfully, in my opinion, did not expand Medicaid. It was a bait and switch thing the federal government did, and our governor, Governor Deal, decided not to do that, and the legislature backed him up on it, and I agree with that. Well, now we have to make sure that our state, like many states that did not choose the Medicaid expansion deal from the federal government, get treated on parity with those states that did. So that's one of many things that we're trying to pay attention to. How this is paid for, how we pay for the people that actually have to have some subsidies is what is really largely at debate. Now, let me give you some numbers if you got time. Before Obamacare, there were 48 million people in America that did not have insurance. Today, that's down to 28 million. But of the 20 million that got insurance from Obamacare, 16 of them got it under Medicaid, which they were. Some of them were already qualified in Georgia. Some of them went into expansion. But only 4 million people got insurance because of Obamacare. And of that, only 1 million are the most needy and indigent that need care. So I am very concerned that we've turned our entire healthcare system up on its ear because of that. And we can solve that in a much better way.
Well, you know, every time we ask the question here on News Radio 106.7, we get such a tremendous and passionate response about healthcare. Do you think the debate on the GOP plan is going to go on for a long time, or do you think that you're going to get consensus and this is going to move very quickly?
Well, somewhere in between, Cheryl, I think very quickly for me is in the next 30 minutes, and I don't think we'll get that. But at the same time, I think we will get consensus. It's too important. If we do nothing, this thing's going to fall, and then we'll have a real crisis, and we'll have people being hurt then. Look, there were problems before Obamacare. Accessibility, insurability, and the cost. You know, these are all things that we have to be very careful. But what Obamacare did is it tried to solve those things the wrong way by putting bigger government in charge. My thing all along was, if you like the way the VA has been handled, if you like the way the post office operates, you're going to love Obamacare. And that's been proven out to be right. So I'm hopeful that this is going to be sooner than later, Cheryl. It's a great question.
Okay, Senator, we have a couple of questions from our Facebook posters. Jerry writes, what will you do to make the American Health Care Act more free market and less a bloated new entitlement?
Well, by getting the government out from between the patient and the doctor. I mean, we want choice. I mean, that's what this whole thing is about. I was a person that was a perfect example of what was wrong with Obamacare. The president lied to everybody in the country when he said that if you like insurance, you can keep your insurance. Well, I was one that liked my insurance, but it got canceled. And so what we want to do is give choice back. I want to have people that have multiple choices. And here's the problem. In 96 counties today in Georgia, they only have one insurance carrier. That's not free market. And so we want to make it to where it's accessible to the carriers that they can get in there and compete. And we have multiple programs within the carriers for the insured. And I think this is a great question. It's one of the primary targets that we're focused on, and I'm confident we'll achieve it.
We also had a question from Andy, and if I read his question correctly, he's wondering why the GOP didn't want to just repeal it all together, get rid of everything. He says, I still see some of the pieces of the original Affordable Care Act here. He said, I would like to see the old one completely gone.
Well, I don't disagree with that. You know, I ran on that. We talked about it. And when you get into some tech, there are some technical things that you have to have 60 votes in the Senate to get rid of some of the pieces of it. So we're using the budget process to get rid of all that we can. Trust me, everything that can be gotten rid of, we're getting rid of. There are other things that we have to get 60 votes on. And we're going to try to do it in a different way with other votes as we can very, very quickly. But I agree. But having said that, there is so much that is going to go away that is so devastating. For example, we're going to get rid of a bureaucrat being between the patient and their doctor. We're going to put this back and give the patient choices. We're going to give the doctor flexibility. We hopefully, after this first repeal, by the way, we're going to start hopefully addressing things like tort reform. Legal costs in our healthcare system is one of the reasons why our healthcare costs have exploded. The other is drug costs. You know, we need to look at how the inefficiencies of drug delivery in our country causes those costs to be up. So all of the free market things that your listeners are talking about are exactly what we're talking about up here right now.
President Trump's tweet accusing President Obama of wiretapping Trump Tower means likely congressional hearings. At least it looks that way. So what are you looking for here in all this?
Well, it's very troubling. First of all, the Intelligence Committee has said they're going to take that up in private hearings and so forth. There are some things that can be talked about publicly, and they will be exposed. Look, I don't have any information about that. I know that all these things are very troubling, and we've got to get to the bottom of it. Look, this president ran against bureaucrats, politicians, and the media, the national media. And so what he's talked about, and I heard him talk about it just this week personally, is transparency of government. You know, he's going to make sure that government does not get in a position against people. It wants to be there for people, and he's got a real heart for that.
I wanted to ask you, we're down to our last 30 seconds here with you, but I wanted to ask you about former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. Wondered if you had any insight on his confirmation hearing as Agriculture Secretary, because it seems like it's being held up for some reason or another.
Well, it's not being held up for any real reason. It's just it's unfortunate it got caught in the cracks of the transition. As the transition teams were coming down when the president was inaugurated, Sonny was being nominated. So we are told the paperwork is now finally moving. He got caught up in the nomination of the Supreme Court nominee. And so we got the paperwork yesterday that says he's official and that now we can begin moving to a hearing. So I think you'll see that in the next week or so. I'm confident that he'll be confirmed. If so, he'll be the first Republican Secretary of Agriculture from a southern state in history. And he'll do a great job.
And we should point out, of course, that you and Sonny are cousins. So
we are. We are. And we're roommates right now. He's living with me while we get this figured out.
Okay. How's that going?
Well, we're like We're like the odd couple right now. But it's great. You know, Sonny and I grew up together. I have all the respect in the world for him. He was a great governor. He'll be a great Secretary of Agriculture.
Georgia U.S. Senator David Perdue, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Senator. 848 at News Radio 106.7.